The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Last week, the 124th South Carolina General Assembly wrapped things up for their two-year session. It was a busy year with a lot of accomplishments, but yet some important issues didn't quite make it either. On our guest line this morning, representing House District 4 in Pickens County, Representative Davey Hyatt is joining us here. First, I want to congratulate Representative Hyatt on being elected majority leader. That's quite an honor to be chosen by his peers to lead the GOP members of the state house. And Representative Hyatt, I believe you're the first from Pickens County to ever hold this position, right?
Good morning, Joey. Yeah, that's what they tell me. They've done a little research, and throughout all the years, they tell me I'm probably the first one from Pickens County, so I consider that quite an honor.
Well, and it's quite an honor to be chosen by your peers in Columbia to be their leader. Let's talk for a minute about this session that you guys just wrapped up, about some of the issues that you were able, that you were successfully able to resolve. Let's start with the one that's making headlines across the country pretty much, as Governor McMaster signed the Save Women's Sports Act. It was passed. I had Representative Ashley Trantham on a while back talking about this. Of course, the governor signed it. Talk with us about the bill and why you think it's important to South Carolina.
Well, Joey, I never thought in my, I'm 61 years old, and I never thought in my lifetime I'd ever have to be sitting and talking about allowing men to play women's sports in South Carolina. That's just a sort of far-fetched idea in my mind, but unfortunately, that's where we are in the world today. It was obviously brought to our attention when it happened in the, at the collegiate level. Immediately, I still feel like the NCAA probably should have stepped in at the collegiate level and put a stop to it at that level, and it should never got back down to the local states. But as we know, the NCAA doesn't always do what's right in each situation. And so we realized we had to do something in South Carolina. Other states were doing the same thing, and Ms. Trantham had been working on this bill for a while, and she had a whole lot of co-sponsors. Didn't have a whole lot of opposition, didn't have any opposition from the Republican Party. Obviously, we believe that that's kind of a no-brainer when it comes to athletics, is the men compete against men and women against women.
Yeah.
And we got it passed. We got it to the Senate. It took a little bit more time over there than we thought it would, but it finally got passed. The governor signed it. We're happy to say that South Carolina now will protect women's sports.
Yeah, and that is a good thing for sure. And you're right, Representative Hyatt. I mean, it's a topic that you would have thought that we would never have even had to have the discussion on. But we did, and I think you guys did the right thing. All right, let's take a look at school vouchers. It appears that they're coming to South Carolina in some form or fashion. The House and the Senate, you guys are going to be working out your differences. Talk with us about school vouchers and what do you see happening with this legislation?
You know, it's kind of it's been talked about a good many years since I've been there 18 years, and it's been talked about quite a bit throughout my career. You know, most of the time they say, well, let's just go full-fledged voucher, money follows the child, and of course you have opposition. Keep in mind, my wife's been a school teacher for 18, 19 years. My entire family's in education. My in-laws have been in education, so when I sit down to a meal somewhere, usually education is one of the top topics that I get to hear about.
Yeah.
But we've got to make sure that we're educating our children to the best of our ability, and certainly to the best of the child's ability. I mean, we have my wife can tell you, and she tells me quite often, that unfortunately, usually the first day of the year, she can tell that the kids that aren't going to make it through the year are going to drop, sit there and wait for it's time to drop out, or all those kind of things. And I think that's very sad, that the first day of school, you can say that child's just waiting for their turn to drop out because she's at the high school level. And so we've got to make sure that those that want to learn, and we need to certainly offer the education for everybody. We need to make sure that everybody is educated to the best of their ability. But let's just be honest. There's probably some that are just there because they have to be. The law says you have to be there.
Sure.
And so we need to let those that want to better themselves, those that want to go above and beyond the schooling that they're getting, taking extra credit and all that. We don't need to hold those children, those young people back. We need to push them forward. We need to help them. And I think these vouchers are a good start. I mean, it takes no money out of public education. It all comes out of contingency fund. So there's no money being taken from the public education. You hear that quite often from the other side, who say, well, you're taking money away from public education. No, none of this money is coming out of public education budget. It's coming out of the contingency fund. So, you know, it's a pilot program, three-year program, 5,000 children. We'll see where we are. And we'll probably see where we are before 3 years is up. I think you're going to see a difference already before 3 years is up. But after 3 years, we can decide whether it's working. How do we need to change it? How do we need to go forward? What do we do to make it better? And this gives every child an opportunity this might be the answer to the corridor of change. This, you know, we read a lot about that. We hear about that. I've visited that area many times. And we need to help those just as much as we do those in the upstate to have a great chance. So I believe it's a great opportunity. I think it's a great first step.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Representative Davey Hyatt, he is from House District 4 in Pickens County, as I mentioned, just recently elected by his peers to be the majority leader. Representative Hyatt, let's talk now about some issues that were not resolved. One of those is a bit personal for me, the repeal of Certificate of Need. I had a horrible experience, a health experience last year. Right now, I believe large hospitals and healthcare providers can use the Certificate of Need to prevent competition. If reelected, because you are facing opposition in your primary coming up in June, we'll talk about that in a minute. But as majority leader, will you put this at the top of list of priorities for the next session?
Absolutely. I believe that the majority of Republicans in the State House want to repeal the Certificate of Need. Now, we worked on that issue for quite a while this past session. I felt very comfortable going into the last day that we probably had the votes to pass it. Obviously, we knew there'd be some opposition in the Senate, but I felt like we had a good chance in the House to pass it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it got derailed. I'm still kind of puzzling. I left down there one day feeling very good. I showed up the next morning. They said, I don't think we got the vote. And I thought, what happened? And it's got to be, we use hospitals as an example of Certificate of Need, but what free enterprise? I mean, we've got a local hospital here in Pickens, and if they choose to start delivering babies, what if they choose to do that and they're going to invest the money in it, they shouldn't be stopped by another local hospital who may be delivering babies. That's free enterprise. If the board makes that decision to get into that line of work, that's good enough for me. I don't
exactly.
Certificate of Need shouldn't be stepping in the way to keep some other hospital from doing what they choose to do. If their board decides to do that, they're the ones that are making that decision, not Certificate of Need.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate your position on that, Representative Hyde. I mean, the way I try to simplify it for listeners is it's kind of like asking McDonald's if it's okay for Burger King to open up a new location across the street from them.
Well, we laugh about that, but who's to say if that couldn't happen one day?
That's true. That's true. We have a minute or so left here, and again, I appreciate your time this morning. As I mentioned, we have June primaries coming up. Take a minute to talk with our listeners on why you should be reelected in June.
Well, thank you very much, Joey, for having me this morning. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate you getting the word out to all those that listen to you. You come highly recommended from other House members, I'll tell you that. They said you need to get on the radio and talk to Joey. He's a great guy. So you come, your reputation precedes you. So
well, thank you.
I believe I'm a lifelong resident of House District 4. I'm 61 years old. I've lived here my entire life. I'm a third-generation business owner. You know, I've attended the same church. My wife and I raised two children here. They came through the public schools. You know, this community has been really, really good to our family. And the opportunity for me to give back to the community. We don't do this for money. Anybody that knows what we get paid knows that we don't do this for money. And it's just a great opportunity to give back. And as long as I feel like I'm making a difference, I'll continue to put my name on that ballot. When I got into this thing 18 years ago, somebody said, how long do you think you'll stay? I said, well, you know, God put me in it. God will take me out of it. And he's made it clear to me that I should put my name on the ballot again. And there's still some things I can do. And being elected majority leader is not something I sought out. But it was something that my colleague said, hey, look, you're the person to do it. And I just felt like that was another sign that, yeah, I probably need to do this again and continue to do this. And I've just been very blessed to do this. And I look forward to serving again. And it's not my district. If the voters decide they're not going to put me back in, I'm okay with that. This is their district. They put me there, and they're ready for a change. They'll make a change. But I feel like I've done a good job. I've made some mistakes, but I've always said, if I make a mistake, I'll tell you. And I'm going to try to make it right. And that's kind of the stance I have in life, and just been very blessed, and it's an opportunity to give back.
Yep. Representative Davey Hyde, again, it's a pleasure to have you on. And again, congratulations. What an honor to be chosen by your peers as their leader. And, hey, I hope we can talk again soon.
Well, you call me anytime, and I appreciate, again, what you're doing, spreading the word out to the upstate. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Representative Davey Hyatt from Pickens.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.